Golden things. They say you should always start the day with a good breakfast. So listen up.
Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.
Saturday breakfast here on ABC Radio Canberra. James filling in for Adrian Francis on the 31st of July 1971, 50 years ago today. Apollo 15 astronauts Jim Irwin and Dave Scott took the first drive on the moon in the lunar roving vehicle. Amazing stuff. That first drive lasted 6 hours. It's like driving to Melbourne or to Sydney and back. It was one of three drives. And tracking it all, of course, was our very own Honeysuckle Creek Station. John Saxon was the operations supervisor at Honeysuckle Creek for the Apollo and Skylab missions. And he's come to the studio to tell us about some amazing moments. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Where to start with something so interplanetary? How does obviously everyone thinks of 69 and the moon landing. Where does Apollo 15 fit into it in terms of your personal experience?
Well, if you talk to anybody who worked up at Honeysuckle, they would say their favourite mission was Apollo 8, which was the first one to go around the moon. And our first one, we were a lunar distance station. So we had we came into our own for Apollo 8. But the second most popular mission, as far as I was concerned anyhow, was Apollo 15. That was a quantum leap in complexity from the previous missions. We had a 6 months break in between Apollo 14 and 15, and we rewired the station and installed a whole lot of new equipment because there was three more spacecraft involved and multiple complexities. It was a worry beforehand, but it all worked out and it was pretty darn good. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you can say that again. What communications is sort of an overarching kind of umbrella term for what was coming back from the moon, you know, an amazing sentence in and of itself. Could you describe some of the communications that were coming back and what that meant to the mission?
Yes, well, first thing, I suppose, from the public's point of view, was the first time they had a decent colour camera on the moon, and there was quite reasonable television coming down. As you say, they did a total of three drives in the rover, and it can get quite exciting because the astronauts were supposed to point the antenna at the Earth manually on the rover, and the signals could come either directly to the Earth or via the lunar module. And unfortunately, they used to forget to turn the television off and various other things. And they'd drive off with everything going and the signal would be relayed back through the lunar module or come back direct from the rover and so on and so on. Got quite complicated. They also launched a small satellite around the moon from the command module, called the Particles and Fields sub-satellite, for what it's worth.
Snappy.
Yes. And they also had a much, much bigger experiment package in the command module that was in orbit around the moon that was downlinking a lot of data, as well as the lunar module and the rover and everything else. Tibbenbiller used to provide marvellous support, extra four receivers and extra two transmitters, and they would be handling a fair bit of that stuff, sending the data to us.
Yeah, such an amazing amount of information. We all see on TV now, don't we, the vision of the sort of mission control centres and the big, you know, the hugs and the high fives and the claps on the back. At 27 after 7, we're not far to the news, John, but if you can perhaps sum up what was the biggest moment for you and your team in terms of that emotional high point. Was it seeing the pictures of the rover for the first time? Was it knowing they'd landed? What was that emotional high point?
Well, there was lots of emotional highs, but we never jumped up and down. And
too busy doing the work, John.
Well, It just wasn't done in those days.
Fair enough.
Not where we were. I worked a lot at JPL, and they do a lot of that there. But that's the Jet Propulsion Lab in the States for the deep space missions. But, yeah, no, we didn't do that. But the highlight of the mission for me was Dave Scott, the commander, just before they got back into the spacecraft for the last time before they left the lunar surface. He proved that Galileo was right.
Galileo, explain, please.
Galileo said that if you drop two objects in a vacuum, they'll both fall at the same rate.
And so he dropped something as they took off?
He dropped a hammer and a feather.
Really?
And they hit the ground. They hit the lunar surface simultaneously. It's brilliant.
what an excellent celestial way to end, John. I wish we had more time. I think I could talk to you about this all day. There must have been so many amazing moments.
There was.
Not enough to do it justice, but thank you for coming in and sharing your memories of what was an amazing time.
You're very welcome.
John Saxon was the operations supervisor at Honeysuckle Creek for the Apollo and Skylab missions. Yeah, just a few minutes we had with John, but what a career. Amazing stuff. Celestial, interplanetary stuff. Wish I could say that with my job. It's time for the 7:30 news.